Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, normally in the coming weeks, thousands of teenagers from around the country would be descending on Irish colleges in Gaeltacht areas. For the second year in a row, though, the Irish colleges are cancelled this year. This will have a significant economic impact for many areas, as well as the colleges themselves and also the families, of course, who host the students. And our reporter, Brian O'Connell, is in ring for us now, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So it's going to be a quiet summer where you are in the Gaeltacht.
It is, unfortunately. I'm standing here in the heart of the Gaeltacht in Ring, County Waterford, on the 25-acre Irish College campus, Colossian Arena. I suppose little did anyone think in 2019 it would be 3 years before they could be hosting summer students again. And in the process, it's denying a rite of passage for so many Irish teenagers. The news came last week that Irish colleges would be cancelled this summer. The Minister of State for the Gaeltacht, Jack Chambers, said accommodation providers were concerned about bringing visiting children into their homes. Obviously, in the context of a public health situation, you can understand that. There will be some funding for government for providers, but beyond this year, concerns persist as to what Irish colleges may look like next summer, for example, and whether the old model can be done safely and what supports might be needed.
Now, it's awful for the teenagers who'd hope to go away, a rite of passage, as we said, but there's a big economic impact from all of this too.
Well, hundreds if not thousands of jobs are directly dependent on colleges across the country, and then you have all the businesses that depend on them during the summer and the families who host students. It's a very important income stream for them. So there's a very significant economic impact in areas like Ring here where job creation can sometimes be difficult. Let's start, Claire, with some of those directly impacted. And for decades, Banantees have been taking teenagers into their homes over the summer. Vaira I Vuracu would usually at this time of year be getting ready to host, wait for it, 11 teenage girls. Can you imagine that? I mean, we have two and we struggle. But it's going to be a very quiet house for Vaira this summer, she told me, over a cup on tea.
Shaw and Ryark on Doris Tussig now, August Shin Ba Dun Garavon.
Stunning out there.
Yeah. So how she could tell Sagas Banan Chitana go vehan so they enjoy being here. It's a holiday. They're by the sea, so they enjoy it. So like when they're here, the house is their home. And that's the way I look at it.
As we're having our freshly made scone. So every night, if I booked in here for the summer, I'd get a scone every night.
Well, not every night, but every other night you would have scones and tea. Well, generally the house rules are they get to keep their room nice and tidy and neat. And
that's me in trouble from the off anyway, go on.
Accessible.
mobile phones?
Mobile phones, they're not. We take up the mobile phones at night. The Colossian and the Scolari are nearly part of the DNA of An Ryan, if you know, and you miss that. And
so yesterday you had a meeting with Jack Chambers. Did he wave the chequebook?
Not openly yet, no. But
well, I suppose the serious point is enough supports being put in place, do you think? Because you still have to keep your place ready for next year.
You do, yeah, you do. You got a certain percentage last year based on your overall numbers. Now the children and parents are in constant contact.
Is there any letters anymore?
No. And like it's sad, really. I'd always try and encourage them to write a postcard while they're here.
What about the romances? You've seen heartbreaks over the years, I'd imagine you've seen.
Oh, I suppose so, yes. And it would involve Donal going to the top of the road, you know, where we're down at Paula Fuca now, and he'd be hiding in the top of the road to make sure there was nothing untoward going on.
More there, Brian, and that's their second summer coming up in 30 years without students. And there must be a worry now that some people just won't continue hosting students from next year.
That's the worry, Claire, because many of the accommodation hosts are of a certain age. Some are concerned about COVID, of course, but it's a numbers game as well. So financially, it may not make sense if you have to limit the number of teenagers in your home. There's obviously additional training, PPE will be needed. A huge commitment for most of the summer for those hosts from 7 a.m. until probably 1 a.m. Nicholas McGrath, he's a teacher of Irish, and he's also a Farrantee, as he described himself to me. Everyone I met here talked about how much a part of the fabric of Gaeltacht life the summer college is, and Nicholas was the same when we met while he was teaching at Colossian Arena.
Yeah, we've been 30 years at it now, myself and my wife. Yeah, we do. We keep 16 students at a time.
16 students?
Yeah, 16 students, yeah. My wife is a very, she's able to handle all that. She's a cool, calm, she's a good cook. We do most of the work ourselves. Sometimes we might get one of the kids, local kids, in to give us a hand. 2 years in a row is a lot. And it's not just on Ryan, it's all the other Gaeltachts as well, you know, and they're all depend. A lot of people will be depending on it.
And it's part of the fabric of the community, isn't it? And trying to retain that sense of identity here.
Oh, yeah, for over 120 years or more now, students have been coming here learning Irish.
There is talk of government supports. Is enough been done, do you think?
Like, we still have to maintain our homes up to a standard, like, that's in the fire regulations, health and safety, all of that kind. That all costs money. We have to get engineers' reports every year, so an annual thing. That's all. There's a cost in all of that, like. And last year, they paid out some of the grant money, which comes with the kids as grant money as well. So we got some of that last year. I don't know what the story is this year so far. I haven't heard whether they're paying out the grant money or not. I don't think anyone is really complaining. Do you know what I'm saying? But we're kind of disappointed it's not there. And we're hoping for, you know, for next year at least, that maybe when everybody's vaccinated. And it's not possible, I think, to take people into your home.
I mean, I was going to ask you that. Do you think it's ultimately the right decision?
Oh, it is the right decision, yeah. Because if you look at, I suppose, the fabric that makes up all of those Bannatees around the place, there are a lot of are olders, like 50s, 60s, you know. I myself, I'm in my 50s, my wife is in her 50s. I have asthma, my wife has asthma, my daughter has asthma. And I have diabetes, so I have an underlying condition. I've already got my first shot. I'm getting my second shot in 2 days' time. Yeah, it is the right decision.
So that's the Fáil an Té. We've heard from the Ban an Té. We'll hear from the college also. What about the disappointed teenagers, Brian? They don't get to go to Irish college this year.
Oh, wouldn't your heart go out to them? I mean, some of them have been looking forward since last year, hoping for their first ever Irish college experience. They'd planned it with their friends, and sadly they got the news last week that it's not going to happen. And I suppose while many people in general have suffered, these are summers, Claire, that young people are not going to get back.
Exactly,
really.
Yeah.
I spoke to two of them, beginning with Gavin Patrick McGrath.
I was looking forward to kind of the whole experience.
What had you heard about it?
That it's great crack, and you kind of learn a lot of Irish, and you get to kind of have fun with different people, and you meet new people from all around the country.
It's really difficult for your age group. These are summers you don't get back, you know. They're rites of passage, they're experiences you have when you're a teenager.
Disappointing not to kind of have the fun you might get to have when you're getting to go away to an Irish college and meet tons of other people.
So what'll you do this summer instead?
Meet up with my friends and kind of abide to the COVID restrictions.
And Camira, when you're meeting your friends now, can't you have your own little Irish college? Couldn't you be talking Irish to each other the whole time?
Yeah, we could, but sure, I'm from Dublin, so there's not very many Irish-speaking people in Dublin.
Hi, my name's Ian Taraja. I'm from Kildare and I'm 15 years old. Yeah, it was a pity that I couldn't go, because it would have been a very good opportunity to meet new people from different parts of the country.
I think the nice thing about Irish college as well, Ian, is it's almost like a digital detox. You know, you leave your phone pretty much, you get it for a half an hour a day, I think.
Yeah, it is actually quite good to go. I heard from my friends who've been there before that it's really good for the mind, you know. It's good meeting new people and so on.
There's been no talk of girls yet.
No talk of girls just yet. The plan is, because I can't go this year because of restrictions, we are hoping to go next year during the summertime. I mean, yeah, the restrictions are there in place, you know, to keep us all safe from the recent outbreak of COVID, but, you know, it's always next year.
So two teenagers, Claire, quite disappointed, but fully understanding of the situation. Now, finally, I met with someone who would normally be very busy this summer, and that's Micheál O'Driscoll. He's director of the college here in Ring, and he spoke to me yesterday.
Usually we would have about 1,500 students every summer. So on a normal year, we would be getting ready for the summer courses now. We would be moving desks and tables and getting every place sorted. But it's a lot quieter this year because obviously we won't have any summer courses this summer.
And what do you think of that decision?
I think it's probably a cautious decision. It's probably the correct decision. And I do agree with it. I think we're just probably 2 or 3 months too early or too late for this summer. I think if vaccines were rolled out a little bit further and we were down the line, then it would be fine. But it's just coming too soon, I think. And it's difficult to do, say, a socially distanced Cayley.
And I've been hearing this morning as I've been around, you know, about the trickle-down impact of this in terms of the economy here and the jobs that are dependent on it.
Definitely. I suppose we would have about 60 people employed here throughout the year to run the boarding school year and other courses. We would add about an extra 100 staff during the summer.
Wow.
So that's 100 people that won't be working this summer. So all the Shalivori tea, the houses that keep students, all that is gone. All the income to us here for running the courses is gone. So I would say the impact would be somewhere between 1.5 to 2 million in this very small Gaeltacht. That, all of that is gone. So there's a huge impact for the economy, but not only from that point of view, but from a Gaeltacht point of view. We're the smallest Gaeltacht in the country. It's very vibrant here. But to see Dina Chachtashach, Igfaulim, to see those visiting every summer gives everybody a lift, and it keeps the Gaeltacht alive. So for a second summer without that, you know, from a community point of view, it's challenging.
That's Micheál O'Driscoll, and there was reference, Brian, earlier to the government support. So what's been agreed on that front?
Well, there was an extensive consultation process undertaken. A lot of concerns were expressed, as I said earlier. And I have to say, Claire, being around Ring yesterday and today, I didn't meet anyone who thought Summer College could go ahead this summer. So once the decision was taken not to proceed with the state-backed courses this summer, work is now underway on developing an appropriate stabilisation package. That's the term that's been used for this whole sector. I understand detail on what's expected is going to emerge in the coming weeks.
Brian, thank you very much, and enjoy on Rinna.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.